This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun. American Family Farmers Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to talk with you, not at you or to you, but with you, about things going on America's family farms. The good things, things that need attention, the news, information from guests that will help make your farm experience better, more profitable. That's really what I'm anxious to do here. That's why I'm doing this program. I always try to start with a little bit of news that affects the agricultural community. Sometimes it's a particular segment of the agricultural community. Sometimes it's a patchwork of all kinds of things. I was, speaking of patchwork, the ingredients and how science tinkers with ingredients. I think the best way for me to demonstrate what the difference is when you have nutrition labels that are required for most foods, I'll take milk as an example. When I was selling raw milk on my farm, and this is anathema to a lot of dairy people because they don't think raw milk is good. In fact, most of you grew up on it. I certainly did. And it was, if it's clean, it's the best possible thing for you. So anyway, the labels that I produced, I did too. I took a label off of the locally owned, well, it's not locally owned, the local DFA, Dairy Farmers of America Farm, used to be the Suiza family. Well, they're still kind of involved. Anyway, they post their nutrition as they're required to. And basically, if you look at it, there's nothing in the milk because with the impact of lasering the milk, microwaving it to get rid of all the bugs and get rid of all the danger that may be in the milk, the flavor goes and the vitamin content goes when you cook it like that. So put that label. This is what I'm suggesting. Put a label, whatever it is that you have. Maybe you're selling pickles or something, and you put an ingredient label on the side. Compare what you are selling, what you've raised, what you are preparing nutritionally with anything you buy in a store. Great way to have people look at it and just encourage them to look at the label. What was raised on our farm, this is what you get. And what's raised or what they sell in the store, this is what you get. And so a label... labels are very important. I was looking this week at some information that came from a bioengineering company about genetically engineered food. The ingredients in genetically modified organisms, GMOs, that have to be required, they have to be explained. So you know how they're getting around it? They don't want you to see that it's worthless. So they put a QR code to supposedly guide you to more information. But it takes a little effort to use the QR code, so a lot of people don't do it. If you did, I encourage you to do it, because you'll see that the whatever it is that you're either drinking or eating has most likely been modified. That's why they don't want you to see the label, the ingredients, if you will. And so the USDA wants to provide a uniform national standard for labeling bioengineered food. What will happen when you look at those labels, the reason the companies don't want you to do it, you think that ChemChina, you think that ADM, you think that Dow, you think any of these big outfits want you to read the label? Hell no. No, they don't want you to read the label. That's why they're using QR codes, because it's more difficult to access the information. Anyway, there are maybe in your state different labeling requirements. Just put your best foot forward. Make sure people know what's in the food, how you grow it. I will tell you, people are going to be very appreciative of that for sure. There are a lot of watchdog organizations right now. The new rules that were passed by the Food and Drug Administration, some of the smaller farmers say, have too many loopholes for consumers to look at and understand what they're really getting in the foods. But again, go back to the farm, the local farm, and buy, do your thing, buy local, and the farmers will, the idea of having people understand what they are reading, what they are eating. A lot of this changed in the pandemic. Supply chain went all to hell, and now the same thing is happening. So you have a great, really great framework here to enhance your customer base by telling them what really is in the food and comparing it to bioengineered food. And, I think that especially when it comes to bioengineering the animal feed, and so from the animals are going to be what the milk's going to be, the beef's going to be, whatever you put into the cows, like a human. You are what you eat. So if there are a lot of things that are in the feed that are not good for you, you give them to the cows, they're still not going to, when they come out in the beef, they're still not going to be good for you. Something to think about. The president is trying to work with farmers. He says he's trying to enhance local farming. He's talking to his people about cutting meat prices. How do you do that without subsidies? See, the biggest problem right now with the White House is that they're pulled in so many different directions. Climate change warriors, environmentalists are going way out to make it difficult on farms to farm. And hopefully that, I mean, we see that all the time. I see it on my farm, and you do on yours, I'm sure, as well. So anyway, I'm rambling a little bit, but it's because I want you to kind of do your best to explain through nutrition labels what it is that you have versus what your competitor in the grocery store has. Most people will be satisfied that you have done a great job and that your stuff is preferable. I'm Doug Steffen, talking about MyPillow right now, offering this BOGO extravaganza right now through the month of May. All MyPillow products are on sale. So please take a moment, look at the catalog, MyPillow.com, look at the catalog, and see what's there. You can get the buy one, get one free deal on the Giza bed sheets, on the elegant MyPillows, on the six-piece towel sets, the rolling, any of the pillows they have are in the BOGO deal. Just go to Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Enter DJV in it at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code, and you're not going to miss the incredible opportunity to buy one and get one free on a lot of the select products at MyPillow. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the discount code DJV.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Back on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen with a lady who fascinates me, the idea that she has worked as hard as she has and has come up with something that is so significant. Amy LaBelle is here. She is a winemaker. She is a mother. She is a cook, or maybe perhaps better put, a chef. So, Amy, what's the difference between a cook and a chef? That's kind of penetrating, isn't it?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm excited to talk with you. The difference between a cook and a chef, well, I guess, you know, you'll get different answers from different people, but in my kitchens at LaBelle Winery across our three properties, the chef is the head of the kitchen, and the cooks are everybody else. I think technically speaking, you know, a chef has probably gone to culinary school and probably has a degree. So, yeah.
So what's your story? Where did you begin this journey?
Well, my story starts way back when I lived in Boston, downtown Boston. I lived in a 608 square foot brownstone building, traditional Boston architecture, you know, beautiful place, but teeny tiny. And I was practicing law in Boston. So I'm a lawyer, a recovering lawyer.
Good for you.
And I had been practicing law about 5 years when I took a ride up to Nova Scotia, Canada on vacation. I had just gotten this wonderful in-house job at Fidelity Investments. So every young lawyer's, you know, dream to go in-house to a big major company from a large law firm. It was, you know, a great opportunity. So I just started there, went on this little vacation up to Nova Scotia, and I took my car with me over on the ferry, and I was driving up the east coast of Nova Scotia, just south of Halifax. And I came across a sign on the side of the road that was painted with a little, you know, white arrow that kind of said winery this way. So if you can see it in your mind's eye, there's kind of this rustic sign with a white arrow on it pointing down the road and said winery. And I said, great, I'm going. So I turned down that dirt road, and I stumbled into this little winery that was teeny tiny. It had to be maybe 1,200 square feet. And they were making blueberry wine that day. And something about the sights and the smells and the people and the happiness, it just grabbed me. And I had this kind of epiphany moment where I said, and I felt so strongly in my core, like, wow, I think I'm supposed to be doing this. I've missed my calling. I need to learn how to make wine, like, right now, which was not a rational thought at that moment. I had, you know, only been practicing law 5 years. I'd just gotten this great job, as I mentioned. I still had $103,000 in student loan debt. And I said, you know what? I got to figure this out. So for the rest of the vacation, I obsessed about how I could learn how to make wine, I was a business lawyer, so I was writing a business plan, you know, how much could it possibly cost? How could I fund it? How could I make it work? And long story short, I ended up getting home from that vacation, beginning to learn to make wine. Just a couple days after that, I made my first gallon of blueberry wine in my Boston brownstone on the fourth floor there. And it took me 4,083 days from that day to open my flagship winery in Amherst, New Hampshire. And that's 12 and a quarter years.
She's got to have how many hours and minutes and seconds? That's kind of
exactly.
Cute.
Right? It was a lot. It was a lot. Really, and, you know, yeah. I know those days. I counted those days because I forced myself to do one thing every single day to make that dream come true.
I'm going to find out whether you can make wine out of carrots when we continue here. We're having a great conversation with Amy LaBelle, who's the founder of LaBelle Winery. Go to labellewinery.com to check out the facilities that she has and the story. This is a great formula for success. Maybe some of you might be able to start wineries on your farm, growing grapes, etc. All these ideas, courtesy of the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to bad harvest.
Back with our guest, Amy LaBelle is here. She's a winemaker, she's a chef, and she's a cook. She's actually in the process of putting together a television program that ought to be pretty exciting on the Food Network, or one of the Food Networks, correct?
That's correct. That's the hope. We are we filmed a short sizzle reel or pilot that focuses on my life as a winemaker and running a busy winery with 270 employees, and also centers around how I'm still running my family while I do all that because I have two teenage sons and life gets pretty busy. So should be an interesting lifestyle show. We are talking with networks now and hoping to get that filming soon.
So how much do your sons help you on you have a farm where you grow the grapes, right? And then you use the grapes, or how are you accessing grapes for the winery? How do you find them?
Yep, that's correct. We have six and a half acres planted to grapes. So that does not give me enough grapes to run my whole winery. We can pull eventually 3 acres of that is pretty new, so we're not harvesting from that yet. But the three plus established acres give me about 13,000-14,000 pounds of grapes a year. And I use another 80 ton from other farms. So yeah, we have to bring in an awful lot because I would need hundreds and hundreds of acres of grapes to make this work, you know? So we partner with lots of really great farms across the country, in New York predominantly, some more close in Maine and in Massachusetts. And then we bring some grapes from as far as Washington State.
So I'm told, I don't know anything about this, one of the ladies who's a co-host with me on the Daily DJV program is a sommelier, and she's a wine expert and is familiar with what they grow in California because that's where she's from. And what I've heard over the years, and I understand this because I understand the different qualities of soil from different regions and how everything will, if you pay attention to it, will, like corn grown here will taste different than corn grown in Ohio. Or carrots will taste different here than carrots that are grown in Florida because the composition of the soil is different. So how do you blend all of these things, or do you, to come up with wine that people will recognize is your wine?
It's a great question, and it goes to the concept of terroir in winemaking, and that is really exactly what you just said. It is the study of how different soils affect grapes and their flavors and how those flavors transpose into the resultant wine. So, you know, in order to make a Malbec, for example, you know, Malbec is Malbec. It has certain characteristics no matter where it's grown. But then there are nuances that come in from the soils depending on where it was grown. And also, you know, depending on the climate in which it was grown. So whether it was, it's a hot climate or a cool climate or a humid climate, these things all impact the eventual and the ultimate product. So, you know, we recognize Malbec because of its predominant characteristics that exist across the grape, no matter where it's grown. But the nuances, though, that's where the fun part lies in winemaking. You know, you get to kind of draw out certain characteristics through both the terroir and the soil and the climate in which it was grown, but also in your winemaking techniques and what yeast you choose. There are hundreds of things that impact the end result.
Right, and I think that's one of the things that you notice certain, well, it depends on what the food is or what, in this case, the grape is, because you do. I know when I buy grapes to consume myself just because I love purple grapes, there is such a difference in the way they taste depending on where they're grown. It is amazing, and I know it has to have that same impact on wine. All right, we continue in a matter of moments. Amy LaBelle is here. Happy to have her along telling us about her wine experience and maybe some ideas for you. Maybe you can grow wine or grow grapes for her on your farm. Who knows? We continue in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working, not fighting.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed into law House Bill 4327 that prohibits abortions from fertilization with some exceptions, and allows private citizens to sue those who help women terminate their pregnancies. The governor claims life is a human right. More details about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Lieutenant Chris Oliveras with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the suspect entered and barricaded himself in only one classroom.
We had a specialized tactical team arrive, comprised of federal officers, local police officers as well. They made forcible entry into that classroom. One of those officers was met with gunfire. He was shot. Non-life-threatening injury. At that point, they're able to shoot and kill the shooter.
The suspect was in the classroom for about 40 minutes before the rampage was ended by law enforcement. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
NASA's James Webb Space Observatory successfully watched a moving asteroid as the telescope keeps performing as expected. The successful tracking of a nearby object shows that the telescope can keep a watch on solar system objects as well as distant galaxies for the next 20 years. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax overnight, says the Biden administration is the enemy of energy independence in America. And because of this policy, Americans are made to pay more than ever before, and the buck stops at the White House.
Very concerned about the price at the pump. In our Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee today, we were trying to push some amendments forward that would deal with these issues. You know, getting the EPA, Department of Energy, to approve these drilling permits. There are about 5,000 drilling permits that are languishing. People who hold leases and want to move forward and drill, but they can't. They're waiting to get that drill permit. Of course, this administration could choose to take some actions like restarting the Keystone Pipeline, which, Bob, by the way, would have been finished by the end of the year had Biden not stopped it. They could go ahead and open back up the area in Alaska, which is set aside for drilling, which they have now said, oh, you can't go drill there.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Amy the Bell is here, Doug Steffen with Amy, and the story of her rags to riches. I guess probably it isn't because she was a lawyer before, but it sounds more dramatic, Amy, if I put it, the story of a woman who started with nothing and has now this big winery. Well, you kind of did start with nothing, right?
I did. I mean, let me tell you, there were some lean years. College and law school were lean, and there were definitely times when we could say it was rags to riches, for sure.
Yeah, right. So the way you construct your day, I was just thinking, with those of us who do have, with me, my farm is a labor of love. It's, you know, my business is the radio business, but my farm, my vocation is radio. My avocation is the farm. Been around cows all my life. So it's just natural for me to want to have this in my life. With you, you came upon it a little bit later, but you have a number of things because of the number of restaurants that you have, the fact that you have to be able to make sure the quality of the wine, the production of the wine is consistent. There's so many things to develop here. How do you find the restaurants in Amherst, New Hampshire, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Derry, New Hampshire? How do you work your days?
Oh, well, every day is different for me. Every hour is different for me. I have to kind of block, you know, chunk my days, you know, into manageable sections of work. Mm-hmm. But I also have a really, really great team. And, of course, as my company has grown, so has my team and the people I have to rely on in order to get all this done, right? And I'm just really grateful to have grapes to to see from beginning to end, you know, that we just had Bud Break, which for us in the grape world is that beginning unfurling of the leaves. And we've got those beginning little baby grapes coming soon in the next week or two. And then, you know, I'll see those all the way to the fall when we harvest and begin the winemaking process. And every winemaker wants to control her grapes at some point. You know, buying beautiful grapes from other farms is a wonderful thing, but I'm just so grateful that I have the opportunity to nurture those grapes with my team and watch them get through the whole process and then become a beautiful bottle of wine for you and your family. Such a blessing.
So you are gratefully grateful, then, one might say, if one was to be corny.
Absolutely. Gratefully. Right. I like it. Yeah. I like
you
it.
You can steal that. It's okay. So now, in terms of what goes on, you have other product. Because, I guess, of your love for cooking, you've got the wine that sort of stands on its own. But then somehow you were motivated to start a restaurant, which incorporated, obviously, the wine that you have, that you've made yourself, and then other things. So you got three restaurants. Is this sort of a regional thing? Can this become a national thing? Where does that go?
Well, you know, that's kind of the dot, dot, dot. We'll see what happens, right? It's, you know, I've got more energy in me to keep building this brand. Mm-hmm. I think what we've created is special and different, and we always have had this focus on creating a place for the community to gather. So that's why there's an event center and a restaurant, and we do tons and tons of cooking classes and wine classes, and we let other people from the community come in and teach yoga classes in the vineyards and all kinds of awesome stuff to just bring our community together and put people in a position where they can make community connections, they can learn from us, learn from one another, and then hopefully they go back home and they create the recipes that we've taught them, or, you know, enjoy wine in the way that we've educated them on wine, and they can put a smile on their face and think of LaBelle Winery as a place that provided that great memory for them, you know. So that's been incredibly important to us. And one of the ways that we kind of are connecting community with the land and with the farm, well, there are two really, but one is that we also grow a lot of our own produce and herbs and garnishes for the restaurants right on property. So you'll often be at LaBelle and see a chef kind of dashing out the kitchen door to get some basil for this or that, or, you know, warm tomatoes off the tomato plants for your salad. Sometimes you'll get a salad and it'll still be warm from the sun, you know. It's a special, special place because of all these little details that we put into our love of what we do. The other way we get the community involved is that we have a vineyard club at LaBelle, so you can sponsor a vine in the vineyard and it becomes your vine and you get your name on it and people come and take pictures with their vine. It's building quite a beautiful community of people who are Vineyard Club members. And we've got about 150, 200 members now, and they are invited to harvest. And so these special people who own in quotation marks, a vine in my vineyard are invited to harvest. They come at, you know, 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday or a Sunday come harvest time. And we all gather 150 people or so. And we go out for 2-3 hours. We harvest everything in the field and we get that in so that I can begin the winemaking process. And then we all sit down to a giant family style brunch and we enjoy the wine with that brunch that we picked the year prior.
Really?
So this sense of community at that event is spectacular. Mm-hmm. I've really never experienced anything like it. It's really quite a day.
Well, I think people are yearning now, maybe as we've come out of the pandemic, people want to spread their wings. They want to travel. They want to see. And so one would wonder, in your particular case or event, this is some people call it agritourism, event destinations, whatever. I have things going on my farm that bring people connected to ice cream, connected to the cows, connected to the other animals that are there. And I wonder, in terms of where we are right now, the craziness in the world, what the ancillary costs would be. We all know when we go to the store and buy things, or we go to the farm and get produce, it's getting expensive. So how does that reflect on what you can do to have a profitable business?
Well, it's tricky. It's getting really, really tricky to run a profitable business that can still, you know, take care of my employees and my community.
Right.
We have two interesting pressures on us right now that we did not have pre-pandemic. One is this rising cost, as you mentioned. So, you know, food costs, grape costs, cost of goods is just going through the roof. Trucking to get things to me is going through the roof.
Yeah.
So we've got that cost pressure, but we also have the employment pressure. Finding enough employees to be open full time has not happened since pre-pandemic. So we are not open full time in any of my properties, which is really, really disappointing. And then the cost of labor is rising too. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're having to pay people more and more and more. So our, you know, products are getting more expensive so that we can pay for that. So it's been a really interesting time. You know, we had the pandemic and we fought like crazy to get through that and make it through that terrible time for our hospitality business. But now we've got this post-pandemic, Adam, we say it's kind of like a second pandemic of, you know, not enough employees, costs going crazy, and how we're going to make it through that. So we feel like we're now kind of in battle number two. So it's been a really challenging time. We're having to get very creative and change the way we do things in order to continue to provide the quality that we are known for. And so it's a challenge for sure, and it's very, very difficult.
I think you're right. Help-wise, you got to wonder where all the help has gone. You know, all that frustration, what America is known for, is people like you coming up with business ideas and making them work. But are we short-circuiting that by the realities of what's going on, not only here in our country, but around the globe? Continuing our conversation in a few moments with Amy LaBelle from LaBelle Winery. Check out her website, labellewinery.com. I'm going to find one of the, I'm going to tell, let you tell me which restaurant to come meet you at so I can get a great experience. Maybe I should just, we should do one of those. Didn't they used to have, like traveling, you could do blind restaurants, you know, start at one and not know where the next one is. Just have kind of a Saturday night of going from restaurant to restaurant. There's an idea. All right, Amy, hold on a second. I'm going to do a couple of things here, including remind folks about how to make sure that the weight that you've lost through this past season, everybody gained lots of weight during the pandemic. We did. So now how are we shaking it off? Many people have gone on good exercise programs, weight loss programs, diets, whatever. And that's all well and good, but when you get to the end of that, then how do you keep the weight off? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin can help and has with millions of people in the past 25 years to create an atmosphere that's all natural. Very simple formula, actually, put together by a doctor and his nurse who was, I think, became his wife. Calitrin, the whole story about the family and how this was all put together, what the ingredients are, the success stories. You can talk to a consultant. You can really, really learn a lot about your body. Three ways to take Calitrin, the powder, the capsule, the liquid. All of them available right now at toploss.com. And when you check out, use the DJV code, the discount code DJV, get free shipping and access to things like the current deal, buy three and get three free. That's the way you enhance your own ability to feel good about yourself and all the work you've done. Lose that weight, yep, and then support yourself by keeping it off with the all-natural Calitrin, available now at toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen, we lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
With Amy LaBelle, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. So in terms of the way you want people to know about the opportunities, whether it's job-wise, it's just, I'm with you. I'm finding it very frustrating to find anybody that will come and stay, and you're paying a lot more, and, you know, at the end of the day, what are you getting? How much government involvement, all of us in business, I wish we didn't have to worry about the government, but it's the government, the government, the government. How much of that is either supportive or a problem for you?
Yeah, it's always tricky when you're in the alcohol business,
yeah.
Especially. So I've got kind of normal business regulations always piling up on us. But in addition, we have the layer of the TTB, which is the government arm that oversees alcohol production. And then I have a state government that oversees alcohol production. So, chiefly existing to collect their taxes, I suppose.
Yeah,
but,
right.
There are also, the regulations that sometimes conflict between state and federal, and that's something that's really hard to keep track of. So that just bit us recently. We had a tricky situation where we had some youth labor problems where our state law allows us to have youth employed until 9 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
So we were following that, not realizing that the federal law says 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we had a sticky situation with that because we just didn't know. And it's, you know, that's no excuse. I get it. But keeping all these regulations.
Yeah, there is an excuse. There's way too much. Maybe you could come to a compromise, keep until 8.
No, then they'll throw me in the slammer for that. It's really tricky to keep this all under control as well as run your business.
It sure is. Well, my hat's off to you, and I look forward to spending some time up there. I'm going to come up, and I'm not a wine drinker, as you know. You're going to send me some nice stuff, and I appreciate that. I think though that I'm more interested in your ability to run this business and to make it a success, an inspiration for people who are in the same circumstance, and that's what I try to do here with the time we have every week on the American Family Farmer. So, congratulations, Amy. Again, thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Funny. 53 past the hour now, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you once again to listen to our podcast every week. Bob Kay, who is instrumental in putting this program together with me every week, has just told me that he has 504 American Family Farmer podcasts in the wing. If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, all these podcasts are free for your usage. Wherever you get your podcasts, or at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or Doug Steffen Networks, wherever. But you'll find them. You'll find them restorative, helpful, inspiring. My thoughts here, this portion of the hour is usually, I do get sometimes off on my own thoughts, no matter what part of the hour it is. But I'm really here to opine now on the role of agriculture in your health. There's an article in The Lancet, which is the European Journal of Medicine, that explores the changing dynamics of agriculture and the context of increasing demands for food and the alterations that are coming in the food supply chain, especially given the fact that we have this real problem with getting fuel to bring things around, even the fuel that we need on the farm to propel our tractors. Imagine somebody trying to sell electric tractors. I can't. That's beyond the beyond as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I don't pay a lot of attention to people who say agriculture pollutes the earth. It isn't agriculture. It's individuals who don't respect the planet, don't respect the land, don't respect you, don't respect water, they don't respect anything. There are those people around. You know it and I know it. They give farming a bad name. But most of you, most of us, who are in the small family farm business, we are interested in the environment. We protect, after all, it's our livelihood. Why would we befoul the soil? Why would we ruin the river? The people who are in these judgmentally oriented, these groups, whether they be government or private, 501c3s, motivation is good. Motivation is to be concerned about our atmosphere and the way food is grown. Yep. and what goes into the soil, very, very, very important. However, there is a loss right now of people who are afraid to do things on their farm because they're accused, or they think they're going to be accused of contributing to soil erosion and a lot of things that really are not true. But because the people, in my estimation, who are enforcing these laws don't have any practical experience for the most part. They didn't grow up on the farm. Many of them didn't go to an ag school. And many of them support the use, even though they don't. They say it's bad, but they in their own property, use pesticides and fertilizers and that sort of thing. I know that we need to use it because there are problems and it's, you know, we want to get rid of this stuff as fast as possible. I don't use them, but I don't have hundreds and hundreds of acres. I have a pasture on the home farm, 94 acres open, and I basically drag the pastures. I don't fertilize them. I just drag them. So to spread around the cow manure and a little bit of chicken manure that's in the fields, that helps improve. It's amazing to watch at this time of year especially. You can watch the grass growing, and the parts where there's some manure and there's some nitrogen, the grass is green. Ever notice that around a poop? Whether it's sometimes horse poop, mostly cow poops, out in the pasture. Around that poop is a real lush green. That's fabulous. I think it's one of the great things about Mother Nature. Those little microbes that are in the manure that start working their way out, they're the ones who enhance the soil and cause it to turn greener. And so you need more of that stuff. And you are, some people in the government are right. When you're using a lot of the products that come from the chemical companies, Dow, Bayer, Monsanto, you're not enhancing the soil. You are enhancing the seed, getting that to grow better, feeding the seed, but you're not feeding the soil. So hopefully we're trying to improve the circumstances, because the healthier the food, the healthier the outcome for all of us. A lot of women now paying attention, playing a major role in farming. And so in this circumstance, there's a little more sensitivity, because the men, God love you, all the guys that are farming, you kind of tend to do the old stuff because it worked. But now new people, children coming along, want to be on the farm. Women are getting involved for the first time. Say, wait a minute, this isn't what they do elsewhere. I don't want to do that here. And so things are changing that way. But make no mistake, the food system and environmental health go together. Respect the land, respect the environment, be respectful. That's my word to the wise. Hopefully it's good for you. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.